Quotico vobis in tenebris, dicit in lumine erit Dominus, et quod in aure auditis, predicat super te.
Of May, John 12, 44-50. Jesus declared publicly, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as light, to prevent anyone who believes in me from staying in the dark anymore. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them faithfully, it is not I who shall judge such a person, since I have come not to judge the world, but to save the world. Anyone who rejects me and refuses my words has his judge already. The word itself that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day. For I have not spoken of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commands mean eternal life. And therefore what the Father has told me is what I speak." The word of the Lord is the judge of man. How is that to be understood? Jesus explains it to us himself. When we believe in him, we hear the voice of the Father, that is, the voice of God, who, with his loving omnipotence, holds everything in his hands. In Jesus, who said the above words, we are no longer dealing only with a true prophet, who is the mouthpiece of God, but with God himself coming in the second person of God to us. Now when God has come into this world, then light and darkness separate. Because now it becomes even clearer what God wants from us, and Jesus himself reminds us of what was already said and done by the Heavenly Father before his coming. Jesus did not come into this world to judge her in the sense that he punishes her because she does not listen to him. Instead, if you do not accept his words, you exclude yourself from the light and from the saving truth. But these are spoken on behalf of the Father and demand, as is proper to the truth, that they be obeyed, because to disobey truth means to live in error and therefore in darkness. The consequence is that those spiritual powers exert increasing influence which have consciously closed themselves off from the light and have become messengers of darkness. It is their intention that we should not hear the word at all, that we should not open ourselves to the truth, that the word should therefore remain closed to us with its light, or in the worst case, that we even become indifferent or hostile to the word. This makes it all the more important to receive the word of God ourselves and to pass it on to the other people. Who wants to hear a question from God why we did not put the light on a bushel for others to see? Certainly, we can do many good works for people, and we are called to do so. But the proclamation of the word of God remains the most important thing. Let us look at the current situation of the pandemic. Is it really understood that this is a permission of God to call people to conversion? Only a few voices are speaking out in this direction. It looks as if there is something like a general blindness, which does not perceive what the hour has struck. Even many good Catholics who strive for good hardly notice that this is a clear call from God to conversion. Do we not dare to associate such a plague with God today, except to ask that it cease? But if this happens, has the lesson been understood? Does the life after the pandemic simply continue as it was before? In chapter 16, 10, 11 of the Apocalypse, it says, "The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. Then darkness came over the kingdom of the beast, and people bit their tongues in fear and pain. Nevertheless, they cursed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and they did not let go of their doings." The kingdom of the beast is to be understood as a power contrary to God, wherever it may manifest itself, and there are, even at present, enough examples of its existence. Seen globally, world domination can even establish itself under anti-Christian dominance. God wants to give people the opportunity for conversion, but if the proclamation of the gospel is not accepted, and man lives against the truth, then God can allow plagues, as a pandemic is one. It may differ from some of the signs mentioned above in the text of the Apocalypse, but it is nevertheless also a kind of darkness. Let us only think of the fact that the public cult of God is almost everywhere no longer taking place, just what the church considers to be its most important thing. What is shocking about the above Bible passage is that people did not convert, but even cursed God and did not change their evil lives. May this not happen in the pandemic, but may the call to conversion be understood and accepted. The flock of the Lamb should pray urgently for this conversion, carry it out more deeply for themselves, and, as far as possible, proclaim the word, God will reward it.
The communion verse we hear today says, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs."
Mirabilis Deus in sanctis suis, Deus Israel ipsed habit virtutem et fortitudinem plebis suae.
Quotico vobis in tenebris, dicite in lumine, dicit domini.